Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And unfortunately, today, I do not have my beautiful, wonderful co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes. She is home, not feeling well today, so I definitely ask you all to please keep her in prayer. She's been under the weather all of this week, basically. And again, like I said, I ask you to please keep her in your prayers. But I hope you are doing well. I hope that you've had a great week, that things have been better for you this week than they were last week. I pray that your health has improved. Praise be to God. I pray that you've got answers to some of the questions that you've had throughout the week. I pray that relationships are being restored. I pray that there's a freedom that you feel in your life as you go about. I pray that the things that you have been expecting from God, that you are seeing more and more of it coming to pass. So to God be all the glory and the honor. To God be all the glory and the honor. I tell you, God is so good. He is so wonderful. He is so marvelous. And we need to be mindful of that each and every day, each and every day. And, of course, you know, I thank God for each and every one of you that come on this show every single Saturday morning. You never cease to amaze me. You never cease to amaze me. And trust me, when I don't see your phone number up here, I like, oh, my goodness, what's wrong? Are they okay? I immediately, you know, want to know, you know, how things are going for you. And those of you that call in every week, I know you don't know what my switchboard looks like, but those of you that call in every week, your numbers are the numbers that are right, you know, they line the numbers up in the order that you call in. So your numbers are the first numbers that I see. You're the first numbers that I see. And I can tell, you know, in a short period of time who isn't there. I can tell who isn't there. And so it makes me concerned when I don't see your number. But thank goodness the majority of you have, you know, already signed in. There are times when people call in later than usual, but it's good to see you on board. It's good to see you on board. And again, for all of you callers that call in that I don't know your name, I don't know your number, you know that you are always welcome. You, right along with my regular callers, you make the show happen. So God bless you all. God bless you all. I am going to say my good mornings, and then we're going to go ahead and go into prayer. So therefore, good morning to Tamika Shelton. Good morning, my love. My love, my love, my love. Good morning, good morning. Good morning to Lester and Joyce Richardson. Good morning to you two, my favorite couple. My favorite couple, I tell you, I thank God for them. They're great supporters of the radio show, great supporters of my ministry, great supporters of me personally. We have, you know, developed a personal relationship, and I thank God for that. You know, I believe in divine connections. I do believe in divine connections, and I believe that, first of all, my first connection to them is through their daughter, Tamika, and I believe that was definitely a divine connection. and from Tamika to her parents. And again, another divine connection. So I am very grateful for you folks, grateful for you being in my life, in my ministry. Please continue to keep me in your prayers. Please continue to keep me in your prayers. Amen. So to Joyce in New York, Joyce in New York, praise be unto God. And in mentioning her name, you know, I can't mention her name without thinking about Deacon Thomas Farr, because he's the one who recommended her to the show umpteen years ago now. It's been several years. He recommended her to the show, and she's been on the show every Saturday morning since then. And I think she might have missed one Saturday while she was in the hospital. She might have missed one Saturday. But even during her hospitalization, because she's been in the hospital several times, she has still called in. So again, another divine connection. So good morning to you, beloved. God bless you. Good morning to Prophetess Kim. Good morning to Prophetess Dawn. Good morning to Nikki, too. God bless you, woman of God. I pray you are feeling better. Praise be unto God. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago and Rob in Pennsylvania. Good morning to Denise, my sister, in Pennsylvania. God bless you, beautiful. I love you much. I love you much. Good morning to Lady Donna. God bless you, wonderful woman. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. And, of course, even though she is not here on the air with me, I want to say a special good morning to Tabika. Darling, know that I love you. Know that we are praying for you. A speedy recovery. Praise be unto God. You are missed whenever you're not here, whether it's because you have an appointment or in a time like this when you're not feeling well. You are sorely missed. You are our intercessor, our prayer warrior. And so today, you know, we have to go before the Lord in your stead. But God bless you, and we love you. Heavenly Father, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you giving you all the glory and the honor. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, and God, there is none like you. I thank you for this awesome, magnificent day, for it is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice in it, Lord God. I thank you that you saw fit to wake us up on this day. That's something we had absolutely no control over. But you woke us up this morning. And as the song says, you started us on our way, Lord God. I thank you for the breath that we breathe. I thank you for the activities of our limbs, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we have sound mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to get this far in our age, in our journey through life. You allowed us to get this far. So Father, I do say thank you. Thank you so much for all that you have done. Father, for those that are on this line that are not feeling well, we call upon your healing virtue, Lord God, that it was by the stripes on your son's back that we were granted healing, Lord. So we thank you for healing and restoration. We thank you, Lord God, for you delivering us, oh God, from the spirit of infirmity and affliction, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you have given us you've had grace and mercy on us, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can hold on to your word and stand on your word, Lord God, that greater is he that is within us than he that is in this world. Father, I praise your holy name that even as we went through, Lord God, several weeks of dealing with a deliverance, Lord God, that there are those on this line, Lord God, who have been delivered from the woes that had them captive, Lord God, things that kept them bound, Lord God, but they were able to find their way, Lord God, for deliverance. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for what you have done. Father God, as we look about our nation, Lord God, and the turmoil that the nation is in, we know that you are still in control, Lord God, that you have the final say-so on the outcome of all of the things that's going on in this world, Lord God. So, Father, we pray again still for Israel, Lord God, and what's happening in Israel. And, Lord, let your will be done, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the leaders of our country, leaders of our states, leaders of our cities, leaders of our communities, Lord God. Father, we pray that the will of God is being done in each and every one of these places, in each level of government, Lord God. We pray that your will is being done, Lord God. Father, we pray that those that are making decisions that we are to follow, Lord God, in this nation, that, Lord, their hearts would be touched, Lord God, by you. Lord, you said that you would take stony hearts and turn them into flesh. Lord, touch the hearts of our leaders, Lord God. Touch them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for upcoming elections and those that are being placed in authority, Father God. Jesus, Jesus, have your way. Have your way, mighty God. Have your way. Lord, I thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. So again, Lord God, the greater is he that is within us than he that is in this world. I thank you for newness. I thank you for the transition period that we're walking through. I thank you, Lord God, for salvation, for those that are being ministered to each and every day, Lord God, that somewhere, Lord God, Holy Spirit is released and they are having a divine encounter and connection with you. And Father, that more and more people are giving their lives and saying they think they're giving their lives, Lord God, but they're giving back to you what you purchased with your dear son's blood, Lord God, that lives are being saved, lives are being changed, oh Lord God. Lives are going through periods of transition where the transition is for the good and not for the bad. Father, we thank you, Almighty God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for all of our first responders, Lord God, in the crises that's going on in the world, Lord God. We thank you for those people who put their lives on the line each and every day, Lord God, so that we might be safe. And yes, there's always questions, oh God, when it comes to the men in blue and comes to the citizens. But Father God, you know the exact way that things go down. You know exactly how they happened, oh God. There are those that, Lord God, it was warranted. There are those that weren't warranted, Lord God. Again, be with the families, Lord God, as they go through this transition in life. Father, I thank you. I honor you and I bless you. I ask you to keep all of us bound together with cords that cannot be broken. Let this be cords of love, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for a spirit of forgiveness to fall upon this land, Lord God, that we are forgiving one another for all the hurt, harm, pain that we have caused one another, that we would not let the lack of forgiveness, Lord God, we would not let that be the reason why we are separated from you, Lord. So, Father, may we all forgive as you have forgiven us. And may a spirit of repentance be upon this land, Lord, that we would cut off, turn away from, Lord God, our wicked ways. Oh, my God, what a way this world would be if we would just turn away from our wicked ways. So, God, let a spirit of repentance flow on this line today. Today, I call forth the spirit of repentance, that we repent from each and everything that's known to us that is not of God. We repent. And Lord, anything that we are not aware of, bring it to our memory, Lord God. And bring it to us, Father, so that we are able to relinquish it. We're able to give it up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let it be done that you would be glorified. Father, I thank you. I honor you. I bless you. And I magnify your holy name. I magnify your holy name, for there is none like you, and no one else can touch our hearts the way that you do. And we can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Thank you, Father. We love you, we honor you, and we bless you. In Jesus, Yeshua's name, amen and amen. Amen. Well, amen, beloved. Amen. Again, we thank the Lord for you. I praise God that you're all here. Praise be unto God. And again, this is the day that the Lord has made. So please rejoice and be glad in it. Please, please, please find something to give God thanks about. Find something to give him thanks about. I know I shared with you one time, you know, that going through a prayer of thanksgiving and being grateful, I like starting with the top of my head, being in sound mind, starting there, and just going down my total body, my mind, my eyes, my nose, my mouth, my ears, you know, the neck area, your esophagus tube that's in there, you know, going to your heart, you know, and just naming your organs that you can think of, name your limbs, every arm, your arms, your fingers, your legs, everything. And just go down and begin to thank God for every inch of your body, everything that is functioning. And those that things that aren't functioning, thank God that the day may come when they will function again. You got another day to praise God and look towards him with expectation. I tell you, when you do that, you end up feeling better because of the fact that you've shown gratitude for what Jesus did for you. You've shown gratitude. So do that yourselves today. Do that. And trust me, if you felt down in the dumps, you will feel better once you give thanks to the one and only one that deserves that kind of thanksgiving. So go ahead and give him thanks. Praise be unto God. So listen, love, I wanted to speak to you a little bit today about dealing with transition. Dealing with transition in life. And, of course, I'm hoping, you know, I always tell you that I hope y'all will talk back to me because, you know, that's, again, what we do on Heart to Heart. And especially when my beautiful co-host is not here with me to talk with me, I really want some response from you. So in order for you to do that, you end up pressing 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know, you know, that you wish to speak. And I covet you pressing 1 on your keypad this morning. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about transition. I looked up some information on transition during a time of ministry. And then just transition in life, period. There are many of us that are going through stages where things are changing about in our lives. Things are changing in relationships, changing in our jobs, changing with our age, changing in ministry. And we are going through transition in life. Taking it even a step further, there are those that are transitioning from one gender to another. So transition is taking place all over the world. People, children are transitioning from elementary school to middle school, from middle school to high school to college. Every bit of it is a transition. You have singles that are transitioning into the stage of being married. You have women that are transitioning from being from transitioning from just being a woman into now being a mother. You know, everywhere you look, something is transitioning. Someone is transitioning. And a lot of times, the transitions that we go through, they can be voluntary transitions, and they can be involuntary transitions. a voluntary transition. Maybe you're leaving a bad marriage or a bad relationship, or you're starting a new enterprise, or you're retiring from your position, or you're starting a new position. An involuntary transition is you got laid off and you weren't expecting that, or you got fired, or you become ill and not feeling well. That's a transition, amen. However, in the transition, whatever we do in it, it is left up to us on how we handle the transition. We must choose to take steps and go through the process of turning the fears that we may have and the anxieties that we may have into renewal and growth. We must take the necessary steps and not remain in that stuck place. Not remain in that stuck place. Now, mind you can be stuck in a place, you know, for a week, a month, a year, 2 years. You can be stuck in that place. A transition could take a long time to go through. However, you, again, must be able to go through it knowing that it's a transition, that this too will pass. This too will pass. In the transitions, one of the first phases we go through is the long goodbye. And you heard the different ways that I said we can transition. So you're saying goodbye to the old you, to the old ways. So you mourn that transition. If you are coming out of a bad relationship, you actually mourn leaving that place, and the old you know, you've got to give up the old you and how you lived, how you handled things, what you did, and so forth and so on. So you end up mourning and saying goodbye to that old you. You end up saying goodbye to that. If you're retiring, you know, you're leaving behind years of you working, years of you being a part of a team normally, years of decision-making if you're a supervisor, if you're an employee, years of complying with rules and regulations and so forth. And you've got to say goodbye to all of that. So that first part of your transition, that first phase, is a transition of goodbye. Goodbye. We won't be here anymore. So goodbye to that. And then you get in the place where, you know, you come into the middle of your transition where habits have got to be changed and you have to create new ones, and you're trying to find out what new habits can you create. You got to come up with a new beginning for yourself, and how do I start over? Where do I start? Who do I talk to even start this thing? So you are going through the goodbyes to your old self, and now trying to create a new self, and it's difficult. It is very, very difficult to do. And when you're transition, and almost every time we transition, it involves people other than ourselves. It involves people other than ourselves. Somebody is always involved in that transition. And you say, well, Apostle, how do you know? I know because of the fact that we do not live alone. We do not live alone. We don't work in our jobs alone. We don't, we're not in our relationships alone. We're not in school alone. You know, we're not in church alone. You may feel alone in all of those places, that, you know, but we're not alone. And going through a transition is going to affect just about everybody we have connection with. Even when Tabika and I think it was in the month of December that we took the month off. We took the month off. That was a transitional period for us. We both weren't feeling well. We were exhausted, and we had to be for real with you, our audience, because what we do affects you. So we took the month off. It was a transitional period for our health, for our mental capacity, emotionally, all of that we had going on. And so we said, okay, loves, we got to take the time off. And we did. And so for those of you that are used to waking up and calling in on Saturday mornings, you no longer did that. You had to either now stay in bed or find something else to do or do the very thing that you were doing while you were on the radio line that you did because you divided your attention. Now you can do it without dividing your attention. You know, so it affected each and every one of you. And then we had to call people and say, okay, we're coming back. And, you know, now you had to shift your schedule and make a change in your schedule. So every time we transition, there are people that are affected by the transition. There are people that are affected by the transition. So we need to be mindful of that. This morning, as I look at a transition, I want you to know that in spite of the difficulty that you go through, in spite of being uncomfortable, each transition is a new opportunity that God has for us, and it hasn't been fully manifested yet. It hasn't been fully manifested. A lot of us don't know what is going on when we're going through transition. But I wanted to just touch a little bit on both sides of the fence, transition in ministry and transition in your life period. But let's look at transition in the ministry. One of the signs that you're in transition in the ministry is you're experiencing a low time in the ministry, a low time. Now, listen, when we went through a lot of transition during the pandemic. My God, did we transition? You know, many people lost loved ones. Many people who got sick and recovered never regained 100% of their sense of taste and or smell. I still hear people saying, you know, that they cannot taste their food properly, or they don't smell the any odors or fragrances. They don't smell them the way that they used to. And we had to give up our building during the pandemic. That was a major transition, and that really, really affected our ministry, the people in the ministry. It affected them greatly. People who looked forward to coming to church on Sunday, and I know I told y'all this before, you know, that I looked forward to my visits to church on Sunday because that was the only day of the week that I got a hug. It was the only day that I had physical contact, and the human body needs physical contact. And that was the only time I got it. And when we had to shut down the church, locked up in our apartments, me right along with thousands of others, if not millions of others, you end up going into a state of depression. You, especially seniors that were living by themselves and so forth, you're by yourself. You don't have people living with you, so you are alone. You can't go anywhere, or we couldn't at that time. You couldn't go anywhere. Yes, you could talk to people on the phone, but it wasn't the same. Then we were able to do Zoom meetings, and at least we could see our loved ones, but you still couldn't touch them. You still couldn't smell their cologne or their perfume. You still couldn't hug your grandbabies and so forth and so on. It was a trying time, a very trying time. So in the ministry, there could be a low time in your ministry. You feel as though you're in a barren place. There's no growth in the land. You're in the wilderness, and you don't know what to do, where to go. You feel like things have been snatched away from you, you feel like you failed, and so you're sitting there. And again, this is in your personal life. This is in your ministry. You sit and you look at the four walls, and you don't know what to do. I want to do something, but I can't get up and do it. I want to go someplace, but I'm not motivated to go. You're just in a low, depressing time, and this may be a time when this is your transition, a time of transition. And remember I said that you're saying goodbye to the old. God is, it could be a sign that God is at work in your life, and he's preparing you for greater fruitfulness that's coming. Greater fruitfulness is coming. And when we gave up our building, you know, one of the things that I believe that I heard in the spirit realm was, you know, we were spending money on this building and not being in it. We spent thousands of dollars to hold the space, and we weren't in it. And so in my spirit, I believe the Lord told us to go ahead and give it up. And where he was taking us and what he was going to do for us, we needed a different building to do that in, different location to do it in. And my God, it's been 3 years now. And Lord, how much longer? You know, people are antsy. They're impatient now. They're distressed. They're depressed. Father, how long? And in that, I have to remember the scripture from Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Beloved, for those of you that are transitioning in life, dealing with relationships, dealing with ministry, dealing with your occupations, all of these things, and God bless you, man and woman of God, that's going through all three of them at the same time. Just think about that. You have a relationship that is coming to an end or has come to an end. Your job came to an end. Your health is not in the place where you want it to be. Your ministry is not where it once was. And so you got all of these things going on at one time. I encourage you to remember Jeremiah 29:11. Get your Bibles. Go highlight that scripture. God has plans for you. God has plans for you. In this place of transition, there is time for hope. It is time for hope. Praise be unto God. You can hope in the things yet to come. God says he has a plan for you. And he knows it. We don't know what that plan is, but he has it. Also, during this transitional period, God is at work in your heart. He is at work in your heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Your gift and ministry flows from your heart. Your relationships and what you've done in them, it flows from your heart. So when God is preparing you for a new season, you will find that his spirit is ministering to you at a deep level. And sometimes you don't even understand the level in which he's taking you. You know, there are times we have to tear things down before we can build them up. We have to tear things down before we can build them up. And beloved, that hurts. It hurts. During this time of transitions, many hurts are being brought to the surface for healing. Things that you pushed down, you didn't want to deal with, but now you have to deal with them. You begin to feel more vulnerable, and you want to build a wall up to protect yourself because you realize how vulnerable you are. There are things that you used to say to people that you no longer can say for fear of where it's going to take you mentally and emotionally and spiritually. There are things you used to do and you're afraid to do it, afraid of what type of response you're going to get if you do this or if you do that. You know, we walk in fear. You just don't know what to do. And feeling vulnerable, I tell you, it's a rough place to be in. But I thank God that the Spirit of God still woos us. He's calling for us. He's beckoning us to come and spend time with him. Come and spend time with him. We are being tested. We are being challenged. But the Father is saying that we cannot take that that thinking, and especially stinking thinking, into our next season. We can't take it into the next season. Our mindset has to change. Our faith in this time has to grow. In this period and time, we would find difficulty being satisfied in this lull that we in, if I can call it that, in that grieving stage. We find it difficult to be satisfied in that place, but now is the time to rediscover things. It's a time for you to identify yourself as a son or a daughter of God. And I know that's something that I have had to do, you know, even more recently, instead of just being so caught up in the changes and the stage in my life where there's so much change going on, I had to remind myself that I am my Father's daughter. I am my Father's daughter, and he loves me, and he cares for me, and he's the one that will shelter me and help take care of me. He is the one. I had to redevelop the closeness that I had with God. I had to come to the place where I sang the old song, take me back, Lord God, to the place where I first received you, when I first fell in love with you. Father, take me back. I need to feel that warmth. I need to feel that acceptance. Where there was rejection, I need to feel acceptance. Lord, take me back. I need to curl up in Daddy's lap and know that I can lay my head on his shoulder. I can listen to his heartbeat. Praise be unto God. And I thank God for that time. Yes, beloved Mark. God bless you, son. How are you today?
Good morning, beloved. Good morning. Such a pleasure to join with you. I once again at work, and I just happened to join right at the right time. I heard what you were speaking about transition, And I just wanted to share, you know, sometimes our transition is, and you said it, you alluded to it and said it quite frankly, it's a time where we are depressed. It's a time when we go through depression. And I think that is the reason, and I'm going to speak for myself, the reason that I went through that feeling was because I felt like what God was changing was taking me away from what I was comfortable with, but at the same time taking me to a place that I had no understanding of what was going to happen. And we as humans, we love comfort. I give the analogy all the time to men. You know, I ask them all the time, where does your wife sleep in the bed? She sleeps in the same place all the time because that has become her comfortable place. And we have to recognize that as humans, we search for a comfortable place. And when we find that, that's where we relax and that's where we trust. Even when we feel safe, we still stay in that one position because that's the most comfortable place. But when God changes things for us, a lot of times he's taking us out of that comfortable place to get us into an even better suited place. And I just I just thank you for sharing that because it helps me to even recognize more for my life. For myself, you know, at the job I'm at, I'm very happy. But yet I know this is a place of transition that's helping me more with the call of ministry in my level of service and just being in an atmosphere that's full of prayer. You know, I came from a job that was totally stressful where, you know, it was demonic things going around. It was people that spoke in other ways. It was people that just – even when I tried to pray out loud, I was you know, told, hey, you can't do that because you're going to offend somebody. And I was like, well, what about my offense? Can I pray out loud because I need my God to help me work through some things? And I recognized that God took me out of that place, and this became an uncomfortable place. But as I'm moving forward each and every day, I'm recognizing the transition is a change for my good, a change for my upbringing, a change for my rebuilding, because what was torn down wasn't the home that he was building for me. It wasn't the promise that he had for me, but I needed to be transitioned from that place to be prepared for a new place. So I just wanted to share that. I thank you for just what you're sharing, what you've been saying, just to all those listening. Recognize your transition and change is not about taking anything away from you. It's about repositioning you to receive the abundance God has already promised, and the things that we're waiting for fruition, waiting to manifest, we're waiting to show, those things will come into fruition as we accept and submit. Like you talked about last week, the biggest part of our change and our deliverance is submission. Submit to God in the transition and receive your transformation for your new beginning. That's all I wanted to say.
Amen. Oh, son, thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. And I know that I know that this has been helpful to me, as I am, you know, looking at transition. There were a lot of times, you know, that in like he mentioned depression, I mentioned the depression. There are a lot of times when people are depressed and we are ignoring the fact that it had to do with a transition that's taking place, and is not a negative thing. Now, hear me when I say this. If you realize that it is because God is shifting you, God has got something better for you, God wants to do something in your life, and it can't be accomplished and you staying in that comfortable place. It can't be accomplished there. So you've got to shift. Just imagine going down, well, all of us just about on here from around here in Maryland. I know I mentioned a couple of people that are not here, but you're driving down 695, and you've got to get from point A to point B, and you're on three or four lanes of traffic, and the lane that you're in is the one that is stuck. It is slow, it's not moving, and you've got a time limit to get to where you want to go. And the other lanes are moving fine. They're moving fine. Now, you have a choice. You can stay in that slow lane and not go anywhere, or you can put on your blinker. Yes, right, we want to do everything lawfully and safely. Put your blinker on, and you want to move over to that left lane where you can pick up some speed and move ahead. Or you can stay in that lane that's not moving, that's not accomplishing anything, and sit there and complain about it. You can do that. But there's a transition that has to take place in order for you to get to your destiny, in order for you to get to your destiny. And guess what? If you stayed in the slow lane, there's a possibility, of course, that you would get to that destiny, but it may be days later, it could be years later, but you can stay there in that lane. Or you can shift, move over, and get to where it is that God wants to take you. Get to where he wants to take you. Go through the transition. Make the shift if need be. During the transition, you're going to feel like you don't fit in. In the past, guess what Elder Mark was saying? You know, you fit in very well, you know, where you were. Your wife fits well in that groove in the bed. On my mattress, you know, where I sit on that side of the bed, the groove is waiting for me to come and sit. It's waiting. It fits my body perfectly. Where I lie in my bed, it fits me perfectly, you know. But during this transition, you may feel like you don't fit in. You don't fit in your ministry. You don't fit in the job. You don't fit in your relationship. You're no longer comfortable in there. You feel as though you're the square peg trying to be pushed into this round hole. But trust me, that tension will cause us to test our attitude, our character, our faithfulness. It'll bring you to a place where you're saying, do I have to reevaluate my goals? What do I want? It's going to test your integrity. A whole lot of things are going to be tested during this transition. A lot of things will be tested during your transition. Beloved, you must remain faithful. You must remain faithful. In Colossians 4:17, it says, see to it that you complete the ministry that you have received in the Lord. Be sure that you're completing it. If the season is being brought to a close in your relationships, in your role at church, on your job, make sure that you aim to finish it well. Again, do it with honor and integrity. Walk out on your job and not do the proper thing by giving notice if you're leaving your job. If your job fires you or lays you off, don't flip out at the boss and curse him out and so forth and so on. Be sure you're leaving in good standard. Be sure. If you're breaking up the relationship, don't just walk away and not discuss how, why, or whatever the case may be. Do it with integrity. You know, if you're getting a divorce, again, you do your part with integrity. They may not do theirs with integrity, but you do yours honorably. Do it. We want God to always be able to look at you and say, son or daughter, you did the right thing. You can be at spiritual warfare, and the enemy just wants to rob you of your destiny. He wants to rob you of your destiny in your relationship, in your ministry, in your employment. He wants to rob you of that. You may be presented with a shortcut that's not God's best way for you. Check the options that are put before you. What is the Holy Spirit saying with you? Don't leave God out of your season of transition. You know, don't leave him out of it. It's bad enough that the world got plenty to say. It's bad enough that your friends and your relatives could tell you you didn't need her, you didn't need him, you know, you don't need that job, you didn't need that church, blase, blase, and it goes on. Oh, everybody can tell you you better off doing this, you're better off doing that. What is God saying, saints of God? What is he saying? You know, and remember we talked about the transitioning. Even there's a time in the transition that you're being transitioned just to go back and finish this. Just like when I said when Tabika and I took a month off from the radio show. That was a season of transition for us. We were transitioning. We had to reevaluate some things. We had to get healthy. But what did we do? We came back to the radio show. So there's some things you're going to transition in, and God's got to redo you so you can go back into a place that you were supposed to be and make it work. And make it work. Praise be unto God. During the transition, there's going to be a time when we will travail. We will, you know, again, Matthew 6 and 10, it says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is God's invitation for us to participate with him in birthing a new season. This will be a time when during our transition, we ought to be praying more than we prayed before. We ought to be, again, remember when I said I seek out and sought out a better, closer relationship with God. We ought to be allowing the Holy Spirit to draw on the longings of our heart, the brokenness in the heart, the disappointment that we have, that he can touch our hearts, that we're able to pray and intercede for whatever it is that lies ahead. During this transition, we're praying that our eye gate will be open, that we can get a new vision for life and see what it is and where it is God wants to take us, that we don't want to suffer for lack of clarity, but get clarity. We ought to come to a place where we are not afraid to dream, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to dream. We're going to ask God to give us a new imagination, give us that new vision. Let him give us fresh anointing, fresh direction. It's a time when we can pack away the fears and say, God, I'm going to trust you in this season. I am going to trust you in this season. It's a time, folks, in the beginning, no, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. You'll even sometimes find yourself in the state of depression, in the state of the wilderness, that you may even say, I'd rather be dead than to go through this. And that's the thought that you may have. I'd rather be dead than to have to suffer through this season in my life. But I'm here to encourage you today, beloved, hold on, because a change is coming. You are just transitioning. You're just going from one spot to another. Well, God is transitioning you in your person, in your character, in your commitment to him. He wants you to come back. In the stories of life, you ended up giving away your role with him because you put somebody else first. You put something else first. You gave more to all of that than you did to the Father, and he wants you back. He wants you back. Beloved, in your transition, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek him. Seek him. Crawl up in his lap. Put your head on his chest. Let him hold you. Let him love you. Let him caress you. Let him show you how much he cares for you. Let him do this. Then you'll be able to crawl down off his lap and say, Daddy, I thank you but I'm not going too far away from you. I want to walk by your side. I'm going to stay close to you because this is my safe place. This is my strong tower. This is where I'm going to run into, and I'm going to be safe here with you, Dad. I'm going to be safe here. Transition can be good, saints of God. Remember, 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 remember. Again, I got to go back to Jeremiah 29 and 11. For God says he knows the plans he has for you, and his plans for you to prosper and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Beloved, I encourage you, take his hand and walk through this transition. You'll come out on the other side, Taurus. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, my dear hearts, that is what the Father laid on my heart this morning and last night to share with you. And I pray that it blessed you. Mark, thank you for sharing, you know, that when you came in. Thank you, you know, for sharing. I totally, totally appreciate it. And I hope that each and every one of you, that during the season that you might be in, that you would gravitate towards the Father, listen to what he has to say, always be in good character, always be in good character, and understand that good is coming out of this, that whatever the enemy meant for bad, God will take it and turn it around and bring good out of it. And know that all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose in Christ Jesus. I love you guys. I love you. Well, that is us for today. Tabika, I love you. I love you. I love you. I miss you, darling. Take care. Be strengthened in the Lord. And prayerfully, we will hear you again on here on next week. Saints of God, go to your house of service on tomorrow or get online on your Zoom and go with the spirit of expectation, but not just expectation from God. Go saying, I am bringing the anointing. I am bringing my attitude of gratitude in the house. I am bringing my praise and my worship. I'm coming here to turn this atmosphere upside down because Jesus and I are here together. So go forth in the name of Jesus and be ye ever so ready for what's about to come. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.